Good morning. We're delighted you've joined us here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. I'm Carl Nathy. This is live coverage of the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Day three of the 106th edition of this hoops extravaganza, which means eight teams have packed their bags and headed home, while eight others have survived and advanced into today's quarterfinals. Here are the matchups for the Elite Eight. In 15 minutes from now, two schools, each making their first ever appearance in the Boys Sweet 16, Magoffin County and Great Crossing from Scott County, will tip things off. Our second game at 1:30 Eastern Time, 12:30 Central, features Adair County against Lyon County, led by Kentucky's Mr. Basketball for 2024, Travis Perry. The third quarterfinal begins at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, matching Harlan County and Campbell County. The nightcap will tip off at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, as two Louisville schools, Trinity and Evangel Christian, do battle on the hardwood. Calling the action in our first quarterfinal, Dave Baker and Cameron Mills will bring you Dave's pregame interviews with Great Crossing's head coach Steve Page and Magoffin County coach Scott Castle after this brief timeout. You're tuned to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value. And that's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh store ground beef from Round is specially priced for just $4.99. Honey Crisp apples are only $1.49 a pound. And two bottles of Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is just $3. That's right, two bottles of Sweet Baby Ray's for only $3. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is ready for spring. Ace 2-gallon home and garden sprayers are $17.99 after rewards card. A 6-cubic-foot dual-wheel steel wheelbarrow is $119.99. Ace steel tine or polytine leaf rakes are $11.99 each. Ace fiberglass handle yard and garden tools, your choice for $21.99 each. Get spring ready today at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Bloomingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Sweet 16 Basketball, sponsored in part by Valero of Moorhead.
Welcome back into the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. We're here with Magoffin coach Scott Castle. Boy, what an emotional game for you the other day. I don't want to get real personal here, but what was it like between your brother and your nephew after the game?
Well, you know, I just congratulated him and told him I loved him. He's had a great season. You know, thankfully we were able to stop him that second half because he was just wearing us out that first. And we knew that coming into the game. We knew that he was going to compete at a high level. And, you know, I mean, all the Castles that I know, they compete till the yes, final horn sounds. So, you know, he's no different. So we're just thankful that, you know, we won and advanced in here this morning to play, you know, a very good Great Crossing team.
What do you think it was that was a difference for you?
Defense second half. You know, we played their style of basketball, Perry Central. If you allow them to get you in the half court set, they're going to run their offense. They're very disciplined, and they're going to run it until they score. So we had to speed them up a little bit, you know. And I thought that maybe it had taken the focus off of Carter because, you know, our pressure was really good. So he didn't get the ball much at all that second half, and that was the difference in the game.
I saw you here watching a little bit of the Great Crossing game. What are your thoughts?
Wow. They're really good. We've got a very hard task in front of us this morning, but we have nothing to lose. I mean, nobody expected us to be here. We just got to come out and have fun, and hopefully we hit some shots and can compete.
Everybody talks about the Moreno kid, and certainly you can see the talent he has. But I thought Godfrey for them the other night. That kid just plays incredibly hard.
He does, and that was my first impression. I'm like, this kid, 21. I mean, he's the real deal. So they've got three D1 players on their team. Probably six is going to go play college basketball. So we don't have that at small schools back in the mountains.
But you know what? You're playing on house money now, and your kids seem to be confident, not cocky and loose. And I thought for a first round game, they came out and played great.
They did. We had some, we had some jitters at that first half. We missed some shots that we typically make. So hopefully we got that behind us. We come out and able to hit some shots today, and we got to take care of the basketball. Give us a chance to compete.
Coach, congratulations. Best of luck today.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. We appreciate that. Scott Castle. We're coming back with Warren in a minute on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Radio Network.
Each 8-ounce glass of milk contains 13 essential nutrients like 4 B vitamins to help you stay energized and 8 grams of high-quality protein to help you refuel and build lean muscle. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. thedairyalliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Back here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network, with Greg Cross and Coach Steve Page. Cal talks about the first game being the toughest. And I thought after your guys got through a little bit, I was really impressed with the way they finished that game.
Yeah, I knew coming in they would have stretches where they'd make several threes. They made those 4 threes in a row in the third quarter. And then after that, we kind of locked down and made everything difficult on them and played the way we're capable of playing and obviously finished the game really strong.
A couple of takeaways for me. Malachi, it's the first time I'd seen him play in person this year. Kid never takes the ball below his ears, whether he's rebounding or shooting. It's amazing.
Well, he used to, so that means we're doing a good job with him if he didn't the other night. But he knows he has to because, the only way you're going to do, you got to get a little guard in there that's going to try to knock it loose. Right. If he keeps it high, he's really, really tough to stop. So he's learned that for sure, and he's everybody knows this, but he's a hell of a player.
Oh, he is. I'll tell you who else is, too. I was just super impressed with Godfrey and just how hard that kid plays.
Yeah, well, he's so athletic. His athleticism is off the charts. And the great thing about him being, you know, 6'6", 6'7", kid, he can guard kids like the Cox kid the other day. You know, he can guard tough kids. He's going to get our tough matchup today with Aiden Barnett. So, you know, that's we always depend on him to guard the other team's toughest player. And then our players look for him for lobs, as you saw the other night.
The other thing I was super impressed with was you. I mean, this crowd was going nuts for your opponent, and you were just really calm. You had a quiet confidence in your team.
Well, you know, we're 30, 35, 36 games in. Sometimes with my group, if you call a timeout when the other team's making a run, they almost think, well, coach lost confidence. What's going on? So, you know, so sometimes I feel like maybe I should call one, but, you know, there in that situation, we weren't having, you know, I felt okay. One more basket, you know, and I thought about calling timeout there, but, you know, 36 games in, we know our kids, so we kind of know what they thrive off of.
Coach, congratulations. Best of luck today.
Thank you. Hopefully I can keep my voice.
That's two of us. Take care. We'll be back with more in just a minute on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have five convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Sweet 16 basketball sponsored in part by Whitaker Bank Moorhead.
Spangled Banner means that we are ready to go with the quarterfinal round of the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. Welcome in to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. It's brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. By Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSA, Return, Refresh, Refuel. And by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? Dave Baker here alongside Cameron Mills. Carl Nathie is here to host and peruse the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer with us as well. And before we go any further, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The Moorhead Optimist Club, proud to sponsor Sweet 16 basketball coverage on 96.3 FM, WIVY, Moorhead.
Cameron Mills alongside Cameron, both these teams now, they've got to pretty much be able to relax. They've got a win under their belt, and now they're playing for a berth in a semifinal.
Well, relax may not be completely accurate, but I completely understand what you're saying, because as they get further along in the tournament, the pressure goes up.
All right, let's go ahead and take a look at our Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineups. They are brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. So McGoffin County out of the 15th region will be the home team in the white. Walker Russell is at one forward. Aiden Barnett, the outstanding guard, number two, starts out front. Grayson Whitaker is one guard. Zane Whitaker is the center. And Ethan Salyer is the other guard. And that is the lineup for Coach Scott Castle. The Hornets come in with a record of 22-13. And Great Crossing will provide the competition tonight. The Warhawks are 35-1. They are the number one ranked team in Kentucky. Vince Dawson III will start at one guard. Also, Janias Burrell. Gage Richardson, number 11. 21 is Jeremiah Godfrey, who just plays out of his mind crazy hard. And, of course, the outstanding sophomore Malachi Moreno will be in the middle. Cameron, time now for our Southland Dairy Farmers nutrients of the game. What kind of nutrients do you believe will have to be in place for someone to come out with a win?
Pantothenic acid. Isn't that one of them?
I think you're really underselling riboflavin.
Well, look, this is going to be all about the Warhawks, I think. And then no disrespect to the Hornets of McGoffin County. And I'm not saying they can't win. I'm not saying they can't play with them. But, look, Great Crossing came into this tournament as the number one team in the state. They certainly looked like the number one team in that first-round game. Utter domination by Marino. And I believe we heard Coach Scott Castle say, I don't know if he said this in the interview or not, about what they were going to be able to do to Marino. They said they may not be able to reach up to him, but they'd go bite his ankles.
He's such a great guy. He told me that after we got off.
Oh,
And he did say, we can't reach him, but we're going to bite their ankles.
That's good.
And that's our Southland Dairy Farmer nutrients of the game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned later in our broadcast, and we'll name them for you. So our referee today is Jeff Baker. Charles Bierbaum is one umpire. Kyle Lovett, not Lyle Lovett, but Kyle Lovett is the other umpire.
Probably related.
And J.R. Reed is our alternate. So you have the Warhawks of Great Crossing, and they're green today. They're Kelly Green with the white trim, very little navy. And McGoffin County in the white with the maroon trim and numbers. And the opening tap is won easily by Moreno. Godfrey has it. Now he swings it back out, top of the key to Burrell. Great Crossing setting a play. And out pops Gage Richardson. They go right down on the block, and that's a turnaround, and the roll is in for Vince Dawson III. McGoffin trying to go in a hurry. Three ball off transition. One Whitaker misses. The other Whitaker gets it back. Salyer for three. He can't get it. And look at the inside position by Walker Russell, who took it away from Moreno.
That's two offensive rebounds from McGoffin, 2 3-pointers from McGoffin.
Barnett with his first touch pulls up outside that three-point line.
3 3-pointers from McGoffin. You think there's any doubt how they think they're going to win this game?
Not today. Not any day. Burrell swings it back out front to Burrell. Inside they go to Godfrey. And Cam, you didn't get to see him. I think this guy is an unbelievable player with outstanding energy.
Oh, and Godfrey?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I mean, he plays. I mean, yesterday, no, when we called the first Great Crossing game, the first round game.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, Marino certainly is the all-star. But, yeah. Godfrey just plays with an energy that I don't know is matched anyone else in Sweet 16.
And he's got some crazy athleticism. Other way, quickly come the Hornets, and that one won't fall for Grayson Whitaker, who was whistled for that last foul. Burrell the other way, puts it on the deck, pulls up on the baseline, can't get it to go, And Moreno got it on a second putback attempt, never brought the ball below his ears.
You're stealing my lines, Dave. That's what I was going to bring up, because you brought it up the other day, how great he is at that. That's a double dribble.
Oh, yes, it is. They got a little ahead of themselves. It was Zane Whitaker who tried to switch from his left hand to his right hand. And he gets called for the double dribble, as you said.
So Burrell has already picked up one foul, and Great Crossing is picking up full court. They want this game up and down, and then they've got the added advantage of Moreno, Burrell, and as well as Dawson. But they've got to be in that full court pressure and be aggressive without fouling.
So Great Crossing with the first 6 points of the game. A matchup and a lob on the backside. Great Crossing saw the defensive change by McGoffin County, and Vince Dawson made him pay on the alley-oop, and that's almost a near steal by Moreno.
Great Crossing has come out with all the energy right now. McGoffin, look, they've taken, what, three threes? I think that's all. I think one, maybe one, two, without looking at the scorecard in front of me, but they're going to have to get some shots to start falling here. This may be a massacre early.
Both teams struggled for a while in their opening round win. McGoffin had to get it going in the second half against Perry Central, as that three is no good. Barnett with a rebound gets it out to Zane Whitaker. His three is up and in.
There they go. There's one for him.
Stops the Great Crossing 8-0 run to start the game. Burrell, baseline, Godfrey, and that won't fall.
Look, you see McGoffin in a 1-3-1, 1-2-2, but the corners were wide open.
Barnett had trouble with a dribble, and that's what Great Crossing's athleticism will do.
And what McGoffin County can have, which are those unforced turnovers. I mean, if Great Crossing gets a steal, if they force him into one, all right, look, they're just incredibly athletic, but you can't just, if you're McGoffin County, have just balls being dribbled accidentally out of bounds.
8-3, Great Crossing, approaching the five-minute mark. Here's a three ball by Richardson, and he got it to go for the baseline, just like you said.
Those baselines are wide open. The corners are wide open so far in this zone of McGoffin County. And it looks like they're maybe in a 1-2-2 point drop zone defense, which basically winds up being a 2-3. No matter where the ball is on the court around the key, you've got two out. But the corners are almost always left open, whether it's that or a 1-3-1.
And now they're coming with a full court press. And they still haven't gotten across the timeline. Now they do. Zane Whitaker works against Moreno. The leave and the floater off the top of the backboard won't fall for Salyer. Here comes Great Crossing. Burrell leaves it on the wing. Shot won't fall. Dawson and Burrell trying to get it going in the full court. Now here's Barnett, who pulls up in transition. Back and forth they go. Richardson gets behind the defense, and Scott Castle is going to call a timeout as Great Crossing has sprinted out to its biggest lead of this young game. It is 13-3, Great Crossing, 4:36 to go in the first, and we're coming back with more. We're going to keep it right here. Yes, sir, for this. It's a 30. Thank you very much, Tom. This Daw Here's KHSA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance salutes Mercy Academy and Oldham County coach Mark Evans. Evans guided Mercy to a state basketball title in 2010 and to two state slow pitch softball championships. He served for 24 years as Mercy's athletics director and 5 seasons as girls basketball coach at Oldham County. Roberts Insurance congratulates 2024 Daw Here's KHSA Hall of Fame inductee Mark Evans. 13-3. And Great Crossing has it going. They've hit 6 of 10 shots. McGoffin only 1 of 8. And here come the Hornets into the front court. Zane Whitaker, three-pointer over Moreno, won't fall. But how about the rebound and the stick back by Walker Russell? Dawson now gives it off to Burrell. He dribbles right, flips to Richardson, right of the key. Lopped it up to Moreno, and he missed the one-handed stuff. And at the other end, looked like Whitaker had a sure two, but Godfrey got the block, and Burrell makes him pay with the lay-in at the other end.
I mean, that was coast-to-coast. Great block by Godfrey, and then Burrell coast-to-coast all the way down the court for the reverse layup.
Barnett fakes, drives the lane, tries to go up over Moreno, and that was blocked. Here come the Warhawks. Three-pointer in transition. Won't fall on the left wing for Vince Dawson.
I think the only mistake you could say Great Crossing's made so far in this game, and I don't even know if you can call it a mistake, but they're shooting these threes in transition that is not allowing any offensive rebounding to happen for their big guys, for Marino, for Godfrey, for Burrell.
And that's who they are. They're going to keep doing that. That's what got them here. And they're not going to change. Here's Zane Whitaker, right wing.
Dawson instead of Burrell.
Free throw line jumper crawls off the front of the rim and won't fall for Russell. Here's Burrell in transition. Now he leaves it inside. Godfrey can't get the first one to go. Gets his rebound in between three Hornets. And there's a foul called. And let's see who they get. It's going to be 10, Ethan Salyer. And that will take us to our first media timeout. Great Crossing in control early as they lead it 15-5. 2:56 to go in the first period of play here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Corsair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Corsair kids like me.
Will you help a Corsair kid today? Visit Corsair.org.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA.
Carl Nathie on the sidelines. While not everyone in Scott County was happy when Great Crossing High School opened in 2019, here's a very positive statistic when it comes to opportunities for student athletes. According to the school district, in 2018-19, the final year of having one school, there were 1,026 students taking part in sports activities. Now that total number is 1,721, 920 students in sports activities at Great Crossing, 801 at Scott County. Back to Dave.
In the lane, Richardson's runner won't fall, but Moreno gets the rebound and he's fouled.
I mean, what do you do with him? If you're, I mean, they're not biting his ankles yet. But what do you do with him? I mean, he's so smart at not going over the back. He's going up with one hand and tipping it back towards himself so he doesn't have to go over the back of the defender. And then he's winding up with easy shots. He's keeping the ball up, as you said.
Speaking of Moreno hits the first, what Carl was talking about with those educational opportunities in Scott County, the superintendent noted hardships on the part of parents if they dismiss schools entirely today. But what they did, as long as you had a note, if you're a student at any Scott County school, you can come here for this game, and they've got a big crowd, as does McGoffin County. Dude, I bet we got 15,000 in here. Maybe. Barnett, baseline, Zane Whitaker, kicks it back out to Russell.
Godfrey, the way he plays defense.
Russell trying to dribble between players. Whitaker on the baseline, can't get it to go over Moreno. And a putback, and Russell can't get it to go.
And those are the kind of shots, as hard as it was for Russell, that, man, McGoffin really needs those to fall to get those three-point plays. Nonetheless, Russell's going to go to the line and shoot two.
Number one, Noah Sammons, has checked in for McGoffin County, a 5'10 senior. Is that free throw is short.
So not that it matters much at the moment, but that's one foul each on two key players for Great Crossing. Burrell has got one, and Godfrey just picked up his first. And you said it earlier, both these teams tend to play a small lineup, meaning numerically small.
Russell gets that one to go.
And at the other end, Godfrey did not get the friendly roll. Here comes Barnett in a hurry, 17-6. McGoffin County trails. Here's Sammons. He just checked in and got a good look and couldn't get it to go. And they're going to call a foul. Moreno just did such a good job of going straight up.
I mean, and that's what he does. Yeah. He doesn't lean over. He doesn't lean in. It's like he's been taught if he'll just go straight up. I mean, the officials could have called a foul on him that time. Don't think it would have been the right call, but they could have. But then they got McGoffin County on the reach.
Burrell couldn't get it to go over Zane Whitaker.
How many times did we talk about it? The last great crossing game, how many missed dunks there were.
Right.
We've already seen two. Now, that one doesn't really count. The whistle been blown. But these guys go up and try to dunk everything. It's not a matter of they can't jump or can't dunk. It's just they try to dunk everything.
Reed Meadows was called for that last McGoffin County foul. He just checked in. He's a 6'1 senior. Burrell gets the first. And the lead extends to 12. Now 13. 2:06 to go. And after the made free throws, Great Crossing gets into its press. And boy, is it effective with those two guys on the ball. They find Russell. Couple of dribbles and a three. And that doesn't find the rim at all.
They've got numbers.
Here comes Burrell. Lob up top. Great defense there. By Zane Whitaker.
Yeah, Whitaker saw that coming. Didn't he? I mean, his back was to the head. Was the back of his head was to the ball.
What you said.
Yeah, thank you. But he just saw the whites of the eyes of Burrell. I'm sorry, not Burrell, Godfrey. And he just went up, stuck his hand up, and got it on it, got the deflection. That's a great defensive play.
Ethan Salyer back in, and boy, what a nice curl there by Richardson. He completely lost Grayson Whitaker. And the lead is now 15. Sammons had it knocked away. Here come the Warhawks. Lob up top! And you could see that was going to the top floor. And that's a jailbreaker fast break. Brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good. Like that dunk, it should be illegal. Burrell got a steal. Gets the bucket. And all of a sudden, Great Crossing has opened this up by 19.
I feel like the whole game's going to be jailbreaker fast breaks.
Better be a lot of chips around somewhere, right? 32nd timeout is Scott Castle. And here you go, Kim.
All right, let's go.
Milk and milk products, a good balance of protein, fat, and carbs. Very important source of 13 essential nutrients. Calcium.
I thought you were going to let me name.
Go ahead, good name.
All right, let's see. Pantothenic acid, that's my favorite
one. Yeah, that's good.
Phosphorus.
Yes.
Protein.
Yes. It's milk. Vitamin D, for crying out loud.
Vitamin D. Well, yeah, all right.
B12, fine. Vitamin A, riboflavin, niacin, zinc, selenium, iodine, and do not sleep on potassium.
Selenium, that's the one I always forget. Every time I fill my glass up with some milk,
that's the
I'm always forgetting that
nutrients.
I am ingesting some great selenium.
13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers, and we appreciate them so much being here with us.
This game is just broken wide open for Great Crossing, and another turnover, another opportunity for easy basket as Godfrey pulls it back out.
Here's Burrell with the fake. He goes around Sammons. What a nice play that
was. I mean, they got a point. Oh, they never get back. Super Marina could get this one, and he walked.
And that's going to be a walk against Whitaker.
That's rim protecting. That's rim protecting because Whitaker knew Marina was coming, so he didn't know what to do. So he wound up, I don't know if nerves is the right word, but just taking extra steps.
27-6. Minute left in the first quarter. And that is put back and missed twice right at the rim. And Vince Dawson, the third, is fouled.
McGoffin right now just overwhelmed, and you can see it on the kids' faces. They just don't know what to do with the athleticism, with the height. I mean, the pressure that's being put on them full court. I mean, as soon as McGoffin County enters the basketball after a made basket by Great Crossing, which has been plentiful.
A free throw's up and good by Dawson.
Great Crossing is trapping these corners, and if they're not getting the trap in the corner and the coverage from the rotator coming down from McGoffin, they're trapping close to half court. Once they get over, they're trapping again.
Dawson's second, up and in. 28-6. We're under a minute to play here in this first period. They go cross court to Whitaker. This time he launches. over Moreno. And because of that size,
yeah.
McGuffin County now 1 of 10 from outside the arc. They have missed their last 7 shots.
Well, and they're not, I mean, look, I get it, a lot of size, but they're not taking great three-point shots either, and they're missing them wildly.
Nice up and under fake, and that's a pretty play by Ethan Salyer, and that stops a 12-0 run by Great Crossing. Under 17 seconds left in the quarter. The lob to Moreno, and how about that play on the baseline? And Moreno slams it home.
Great Crossing looks like a small college team at this point.
You know, I'll tell you in a second, because there's only 5 seconds left in the quarter. 1 second, and Barnett was just trying to get it across the timeline and couldn't get it up. Could not have been a better start for the number one team in Kentucky. It's Great Crossing 31, McGuffin 8 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Welcome back into the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Dave Baker, Cameron Mills, Carl Nathie. McGuffin County inbounds the ball and has the first possession of the second quarter as they trail 31-8 against the state's number one ranked team, Great Crossing. Whitaker, baseline. That's a pretty turnaround for Zane Whitaker. And then on the inbounds, a steal by Salyer. They get it to Grayson Whitaker, and that ball is short. Here comes Great Crossing. Dawson, sweet leave for Moreno, who slams it in. And we're gonna need like some electronic assistance to cover all his dunks and blocks today. And there's a foul on the pass.
I believe that's the second on Godfrey. It is. That's Godfrey's second. He's looking over at Coach Steve Page to see if he's going to have to come out.
I thought he was going to let him go, but he's going to go to a sub. This is the first 2 substitutions that Great Crossing has made all day.
I love his attitude, though. He's the hardest working player on this team. But you got to play hard without fouling. But I just love watching players. As soon as they know they picked up their second foul in the first half, they look at that coach and like beg, please keep me in.
You know, the other thing, too, Cam, is he's got crazy athleticism.
They all do. I mean, this whole team is so athletic. But you're right. Godfrey kind of stands out above everybody.
L.J. Holman checked in for Great Crossing.
Again, I think the strategy for McGoffin was just to launch as many threes as they could, and right now they're just not falling. And they're missing badly, too. And a lot of that, you've got to give credit to the height, and every shot's basically maybe 1 or 2 have been contested by Great Crossing, so they're not letting them get easy looks.
And number 3, Jalen Warren, a 5'10 senior guard, is also checked in. Moreno lowered his shoulder, and he'll get called for the offensive foul.
Great job by Whitaker that time to stand in there and do what he could. I mean, what else is he going to do against Moreno? I mean, if Moreno catches the ball out on the high post, you know he's going to start that dribble and start to kind of pound down low. And Zane, that wasn't a flop. I mean, he got trucked over. I mean, a great call by the official, but that's really all they can do because he's not going to be able to contest him up front.
Barnett pulls up at the free throw line. He can't get it to go. And look at Moreno. He just went up and over Walker Russell.
You know, if Moreno is 4 inches shorter, that's over the back. But because he's so tall, it looks like he's going straight up because he can.
Kim, I don't think they've changed this yet. And Moreno scores again. That was, I believe that is his, it's either his 9th or 10th rebound in like 9 minutes. There's another block by Moreno.
They just changed it to 9. And there's 10.
Warren couldn't get it to go. Neither could Moreno. The shot wouldn't fall for Holman. Bodies on the deck. And here come the Hornets. Three-pointer in transition. And it's good for Ethan Salyer.
Barnett from McGoffin County kind of came up a little gimpy. Looks like he's favoring an ankle over there. It's the last thing McGoffin County needs with such a small lineup. Again, numerically small, is to lose the player to injury right now.
25 points was the biggest lead in this first half. And all Whitaker can do is grab Moreno underneath.
I mean, it's watching Great Crossing take the side out of bounds a couple possessions ago. I believe it was either Whitaker or it was actually Zane Whitaker's brother. Just kind of looking at his coach while the ball was basically being inbound. It's like, well, what do you want me to do?
Richardson off the feed for Moreno. Now the kid's starting to get some assists. Wow. Lead back to 25. Whitaker's shot wouldn't fall. Out to Barnett. His three won't fall. Russell fighting for the rebound. And there's 5:25 left, and it's 38-13. Great Crossing here in the second quarter.
Now, as dominant as Great Crossing has been so far in this game, can they keep their focus? We got some subs getting ready to check in, but look, they've got a long way to go in this tournament. They've got a long way to go in this game.
Holman raised up and got it to go.
Barrage from a bunch of players.
Great Crossing is now 16 out of 32 from the field. And that's a pretty drive by Ethan Salyer for the Hornets.
They're actually under their average for the season. They average 55% from the field. So as great as they played, they're still not playing as well as they could.
And just about everything they've missed has been in the paint. Put back, missed dunks. Richardson leaves it for Dawson. Wow.
24 rebounds overall for Great Crossing. I'm not sure what the single game record is in the Sweet 16 game, but 24 with still 4:30 in the second quarter.
They've got Russell trapped in the backcourt. Here's Richardson with a steal. He was going in for a dunk, but credit Barnett, he got the block. But then the follow by the Warhawks.
And that was Barnett who got the great block. Didn't give up on the play, but green shirts everywhere. Kelly Green, as you would say. Kelly Green shirts everywhere.
That ball knocked out of bounds. Warren got that last putback off of the block. And now Russell and Danger are getting a five-second call. And, boy, despite the big lead, this Warhawk defense has not let up. And that's a tough runner with a right hand by Barnett.
And, again, despite the big lead, McGoffin has not given up either. I mean, look, you see the look on their faces. They feel like they're overmatched, but they're not quitting. So a lot of credit goes to this McGoffin County team.
Coach Steve Payne takes a 30-second timeout, and I think he did that so he could get some subs in.
Well, maybe so we could catch our breath.
What do you mean we? I've got to tell you about this. Fans, adventure awaits off the beaten path in the foothills of Eastern Kentucky. From McGoffin County High School, it's only a journey of 69 miles. You can get to Moorhead from Great Crossing in Scott County in just 83 miles. Plan your next adventure at visitmoorhead.com. Now, let's check in with Carl Nathan.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, Return, Refresh, Refuel. This game is a little lopsided to say the least thus far. The critics might say Kentucky needs to change the Sweet 16 and put schools in six classes A through 6A for these basketball championship tournaments. My counter to that is first round winners here in 2024 include Harlan County, 942 students, Adair County, 798, McGoffin County, 587 students, Lyon County, 293, and Evangel Christian of Louisville, 37 students. Back to you.
Well said, Carl. And I agree with you wholeheartedly.
They got that excellent student-to-teacher ratio.
Yeah.
Inside, Dawson couldn't handle the hot pass from Holman. And they're going to call a foul. And I believe that is going to be on Christian Martin, who just checked into the game. Martin is... A 6-foot junior guard also checking in just real quick. Nope, that's it. Junius Burrell.
Well, I'll just say this real quick. I'm in wholehearted agreement with what Carl said. I think that this is what makes the Sweet 16 special is you've got any team can show up. In 93, the team, when my Dunbar team was here, we had 1,700 students, and we got beat by Marion County. And I promise you, they didn't have 1,700 students, but they beat us in the Sweet 16 and to become state champions. So any school, no matter size, can play. And Evangel with 37, I mean, right? They look great in their first-round game.
Barnett takes it over on the baseline to Salyer. Now Barnett gets it back. Puts down the drive, tried to put it up, and it was stripped away by Burrell. He has it taken away by Barnett, who hustled back. And now here's Sammons in the front court. Nice leave inside. Fast break bucket, Walker Russell.
Great job by McGoffin to battle back here. Get a couple buckets back-to-back.
Lawson draws the contact and gets the roll.
That was several contacts.
Back at the other end, Russell lost it out of bounds, but it was knocked out of bounds. And that'll take us to our media timeout here in quarter number two. It has been all great crossing. The Warhawks lead it 46-19 here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Daly, 2024 Kentucky Teacher of the Year. If you've ever been in a classroom, you know that educators are difference makers. They teach our kids to dream and to achieve those dreams every day. Now's your chance to make a difference for an educator who's had a positive impact on your life or the life of your kids. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. Nominate your difference maker at KEA.org.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk.
Boy, it has been utter dominance so far by the number one team in the Commonwealth, the Great Crossing Warhawks, as they lead it 46-19. Fans, we want you to listen throughout the tournament for Off the Glass Shots, brought to you by Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider.
You keep telling us how far Moorhead is from, you know, these particular schools. How far is it from Lexington?
Well, I'm sure we've got a card for that, but actually, Cam, that's because the folks at Moorhead Rowan County Tourism are fine sponsors.
Well, no, I realize that, but I'm just I live in Lexington, so I want to know how far it is from me.
Card?
I'll look it up right here.
No. Tom's got the Great Crossing card. For the Moorhead thing, how long it is from Moorhead to Georgetown?
Here we go.
So it's got
59 miles.
Yeah, it's got to be like 12 miles closer than it is to Georgetown.
I'm just wanting to give the audience the full information they deserve.
Thanks, Cam. Between that and whatever your acid was earlier on the nutrients, you've been killing.
Pantothenic.
You've been killing
pantothenic acid.
We've still got a whole half to go. Barnett off the curl. That's a pretty looking shot.
I love the way McGoffin County refuses to give up. They are overmatched. They look overmatched. I think they think they're overmatched, but they're still fighting.
Boy, that ball went way down and out, and Moreno comes flying in there. He's now got, that's a double-double, right?
He's got 11.
10 points and 11 rebounds already. And it doesn't look like the kid's broken a sweat. He's playing hard, but I mean, seriously. Barnett tied up. Got it back to Grayson Whitaker. Inside it goes to Meadows, who got the bucket to go.
Meadows just kind of threw that one up. Used the glass perfectly that time. By the way, Great Crossing has increased their shooting percentage in this third quarter. They're now 61% in the second quarter. 61% in the second.
Janias Burrell, foul on the runner. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. It was Grayson Whitaker, number five, who was whistled for that foul.
Marino with a double-double in the first half. And you're right. he looks dry as he could be. Doesn't look like he's broken a sweat at all.
Kid plays really hard. No histrionics from him out on the court.
No. I mean, does he not remind you of his older brother? I mean, his older brother wasn't this tall. He had a different game, I think. But,
right.
I mean, just a great kid.
Substitutes for Scott County. Gage Richardson and Vince Dawson, the third, check back in. They replace Holman and Jalen Warren. And now, great crossing. Comes with a full court pressure. Fifty to 36, 1:36 to go in the first half of play. And that one was just thrown over. Meadows threw it away. Back they go! Hello!
Let me guess, a dunk by Moreno?
Wow, how did you know?
Well, I heard the rim kind of bend.
Right.
Had my head down.
Burrell got it to Moreno, and he flushed it on the alley-oop. Three-pointer. And that one won't fall for Meadows. Dawson, oh, he stroked that three ball from the left wing. And that lead is now up to 32. Final minute of play in the first half.
Kind of wonder at what point. Up again, if McGoffin's going to, if they're going to catch fire here, I was going to say, kind of wonder when Coach Steve Page is going to kind of call off the dogs, even though we're close to the end of just this first half.
I think he's subbing about everybody he can. He's going to call them off right now and go for one shot, I believe. Unbelievable half. Here's one you can check on your scorebook. Dawson can't get it to go. And look at Moreno as he just goes over top of Walker Russell. My question is this the most points scored in a half of basketball at the Sweet 16?
Well, again, we'll have to get our crew on that one. I believe they should have there. We asked earlier about a team record in rebounding, which KHSA does not have a record on that one.
What about this, Tom? Is this the most points scored in the first half of the Sweet 16
our
game?
Crack reason. I'm going to say no, not yet. But
last 100-point game was 1997, Corbin versus Trigg County.
Wow.
So we're at 55. So this might very well be the highest scoring half.
I have to check on that one at halftime because you might be right, and they're not done yet. They may
no,
maybe up to 56 right here.
Jamari Mason, number 10, is checked in. And
at First National Bank.
I mean, Great Crossing's defense is just—I mean, it's stifling.
9 seconds. 8. McGoffin trying to get a shot at the buzzer, and it won't fall. Barnett had a good look at the three ball. The first half comes to an end, and McGoffin County playing as hard as they can, but they have run into a juggernaut as Great Crossing leads it 55 to 25. And let's check in with Carl Nathan.
Coach Scott Castle, I know it's a tough opponent for you. You guys have shown a lot of spirit. What do you got to do in the second half?
Keep them from rebounding the basketball. Keep them from hitting threes. Keep them from getting dunks. We got to keep them from doing everything.
All right. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
McGoffin County, a winner the other day in the first round. And this is their first ever appearance in the Sweet 16. Same for Great Crossing. But so far at halftime, it's all Great Crossing, 55-25. We'll continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
At Holbrook Drug, we pride ourselves on our lightning-fast prescription service. Your time is valuable, so we make sure you get your medications quickly and accurately. But that's not all. Craving a delicious treat? Try our milkshake bar with over 36 flavors. And don't forget, our gift shop has everything from thoughtful gifts to everyday essentials. Holbrook Drug is your one-stop shop for health, happiness, and convenience. Stop in 208 East Main Moorhead and experience the Holbrook difference for yourself.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
This Sweet 16 broadcast a service of Allen's IGA.
Welcome back. Live at Rupp Arena, Carl Nathy courtside, the halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. Our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the first half. No contest on this one. Malachi Moreno, their 7-foot center, has 12 rebounds. So he is our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the first half. Looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day? Add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack. That from the Kentucky Beef Council. We are pleased to be joined at halftime. The score is Great Crossing 55, McGoffin County 25, by a great person from UK Healthcare, Shoris Minella, dietitian and patient education coordinator at the UK Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, where she works with patients with heart disease, helping them learn the best ways to eat for a healthy heart. Shoris, first of all, thanks for being with us. You've got an important job in something that is unfortunately kind of chronic in Kentucky.
Yes. It's overall in our whole country is really an issue that is kind of difficult, you know, to get people to change their diets. But at the end of the day, it really just benefits us all. It's a very rewarding job.
How do you specifically help people to eat in a heart-healthy way?
Yeah, so I always tell patients just to kind of start off small, look at their current diet and see what changes they can make, focusing on the plant foods like your fruits, your vegetables, and whole grains, and then kind of filling up and focusing on those lean meats, chicken, turkey, and fish. That way you're getting all of the good nutrients, but you're also controlling and lowering that saturated fat.
Now, we know we're in mid-March here, but we know people start the year strong with diet and exercise, New Year's resolutions, and it's about this time, or some even earlier, may have fallen off their goals. And for those who haven't been successful in diet nutrition this year, do you have any tips to keep them motivated and consistent?
Yeah, we're not perfect. No one's perfect. Give yourself some grace. Start over. Every day is a new day. And then just kind of like what I just mentioned, start off small. Find something simple that you want to change. If you're drinking too much soda, take stock of how much soda you're drinking during the day and cut it in half and just start from there.
We know this isn't just about losing weight and looking good. That's what some people go on a diet for, but really what it's important to is our overall health.
Exactly. So eating healthy helps reduce your risk of those chronic diseases like you just mentioned, reduces inflammation as well, and then honestly, you just feel better at the end of the day.
Our guest is Shoris Minella, dietitian and patient education coordinator at the UK Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, part of UK Healthcare. We'll continue our conversation with her in just a moment or two. Our score, Great Crossing 55, McGoffin County 25. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Corsair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Corsair kids like me.
Will you help a Corsair kid today? Visit Corsair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com.
Back here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network, it's Great Crossing with a big lead over Magoffin County at halftime, 55-25. We continue our conversation with UK Healthcare cardiac dietitian Shoris Manella, a dietitian and patient education coordinator at the UK Gill Heart and Vascular Institute. And Shoris, we're surrounded here today at Rupp Arena by young, active kids. Should they be focused on their nutrition too? And is it any different than what adults may need to do?
They definitely need to focus on their nutrition too. And no, it's all kind of the same. So families can really work together. Parents can help their children, all focusing on those same things, getting all those food groups in. And for children in particularly, they need more calories. They're more active, especially like during our sporting event here today, during the basketball game, building those healthy habits now so they can sustain them to when they get to adulthood. So they're going to need good energy to sustain them through their sporting events and playing sports. So starting good nutrition now just shows them how beneficial overall health is.
One question I have for you. Do you have any particular resources at UK Healthcare that people should look out for if they want to learn more?
Yeah. So UK Healthcare, especially Cardiac Rehab, Gill Vascular Institute, we partner with the American Heart Association. So going on their site, finding specific information about how to be heart healthy, recipes, meal planning tips, things to just really help you out on your day-to-day mission to becoming healthier.
And we've got about 30 seconds, but before we close, just want to point out something you mentioned before. You know, like if you start a diet or exercise routine and you fall off, hey, anytime's good to get back on. Cut yourself a little slack. Don't give up, right?
Exactly. Don't give up. Like I said, every day's a new day. Broad goals are usually not good, so focusing on something that's really specific that you want to do, that you love to do. When you're thinking about exercise, lots of people start at the gym. Focus on something you really like to do when you're trying to stay fit.
Thank you so much, Shoris Manella, dietitian and patient education coordinator at the UK Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, part of UK Healthcare. Thanks for joining us,
Thanks
Shoris.
For having me.
All right, the halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Dave Baker and Cameron Mills will be back to call the second half for you at halftime. 55 for Great Crossing, 25 for Magoffin County. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 0016.
Sweet 16 sponsors include Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware.
Carl Nathan courtside with Great Crossing Warhawks head coach Steve Page. Coach, as far as the first half, you really had the better of it. You're up by 30 points.
Yeah, we knew we would goodbye give them trouble if we pressured them.
And what about the second half? I'm not assuming anything. Strange things happen in basketball. But will this, if you continue in the third quarter like this, give you a chance in the fourth quarter maybe to look ahead and rest some people?
Last thing I told the kids when we came out, let's get to 35 so I can rest them.
All right, good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck with that voice.
Yeah, I know, it's awful.
All right. Steve Page, the head coach, Great Crossing, as they lead it over Magoffin County. And right now, 55-25, 30-point lead, the 35 points he referred to. I think Dave Baker's got some new information about that from Tom Stevens about the 35-point lead rule and how that affects the game. We're time to go back now to the guys that you often hear on the UK Sports Network, their great pregame show for UK basketball today and this week. They're part of our network, and that is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. We'll go back now to Dave Baker, Cameron Mills for the second half.
Carl, I've got an assignment for you. I need you to go get some tea, lemon, and honey for Coach Page right now.
He said earlier when I talked to him, he said, I don't think my voice is going to hold out.
It's not holding out at all. He's got probably two more games to play in this tournament.
Can I ask a question? What would he be yelling about today so far?
Can I answer that for you?
You can.
He's a great coach. You yell for the entire 32 minutes. Well, here's the deal. Just because you're dominating this game doesn't mean there aren't things to fix for the next game.
Well, I think that's fair. I should have thought about the fact that you typically yell through a 90-minute pregame show. So,
first of all, I'm not even on 90 minutes of the 90-minute pregame show. I'm on for 45.
You get 90 in within 45. Folks, before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Okay, so here we go. So Tom Stevens doing this great stuff. So I'm thinking 55 points, that's got to be close to being most in a half,
I
right?
would think.
Wayland against Bell County in 56, it had to be King Kelly.
Yep.
72 points and a half.
So, probably all of them by King Kelly.
And of course, this was before the shot clock and before the running clock. So 55 here today is the 12th most points scored in a half of basketball here at the Sweet 16.
12th most.
And Tom had the stat here that the last 100-point game was in 1997, Corbin versus Trigg County. And that was before the running clock, So if the lead gets up to 35, the clock will run continually except for fouls and timeouts.
Now, if that's Corbin, 97, correct me if I'm wrong.
Tony Petrowski?
It wouldn't be Petrowski. He'd still have been in college with me. But Billy Hicks, would Billy still have been in Corbin?
Wow.
Or would he be up at Scott County at that point?
I don't know. That's a good call. I bet he was. I'd have to check that. So here we go. As we start the second half of play, great crossing with the first possession. And Moreno comes down with another rebound, goes back up, gets it again. He'll go up a third time. Missed it, short-armed it, missed four.
Three rebounds, though. So he's up to, I believe, 16 rebounds and a steal now by great crossing.
This is a tough, tough spot for McGoffin County now.
Yeah.
These kids are great kids, but they came walking out of the locker room at halftime.
And they haven't not given up. They are fighting. They are still doing everything they can, but you can kind of see it on their faces. They just feel overmatched, and they are.
Three-pointer by Salyer. That won't fall. Nice rebound by Russell. And his shot is blocked by Moreno.
And that's what's frustrating. He goes in. Russell does a great job of going in and getting the offensive rebound, but immediately just gets it put back in his face by the 7'1" Moreno.
So Moreno had 12 points. Check that. He had 14 points, 12 rebounds in the first half. That's gone up, and now here's Godfrey who steals it and slams it home.
I think Godfrey's been waiting for that dunk for a while.
And that should be the running clock, is that right?
I think we're over 35-point lead now for Great Crossing, so now the clock only stops as long as they keep this 35-point lead and above at timeouts and free throws.
I'd have to check that. I thought that once it got to 35, it continues to be a running clock, even if it goes back under 35. Is that right, Dick?
Okay. So I was 66% right on that comment.
Wow. That's certainly creative interpretation.
Well, I mean, that's still a D.
That may have worked for you.
That's a D at Dunbar. That's a D.
D is for Dunbar.
66% is a D.
Wow.
I mean, that's almost failing.
61-28, 5:55 to go.
All right, so let's go back to the question.
Yes. Shot. Oh, my gosh, a three-pointer
Richardson. Adds to the question more. At what point does Steve Page say, okay, let's call off the dogs, maybe as we go into the fourth quarter? Because, he wants to rest his guys a little bit.
That three-pointer up and good by Salyer.
Looked good by Salyer. Squared up nicely. Dropped it and drained it.
So great crossing. Barring the miracle, all miracles, as Richardson scores, would move on to the first semifinal game tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. to take on the winner between Lyon County and Adair. Here's another steal. And Burrell gets it to go.
At this point, Coach Steve Page isn't yelling, smiling at his bench.
And I know it's tough for him right now. But McGoffin County will remember how they got here and the fact that they won that first game over Perry Central.
That's a great point, Dave, that they not only got to Sweet 16 but got to the second half. Got to the second game.
And Steve Page is ready to empty that bench. Dawson, on the reverse.
70 points with 4:35 left in the third. No, what we say, the 97... 111 points were scored?
Yes. Russell couldn't get it to go. Burrell has it. This ball's going up for a slam. And
great
nice defense by Barnett. Godfrey missed the slam on the putback.
I don't mean to laugh at Godfrey every time, but I swear he dunks anytime he's in the paint or tries to dunk. He has about broken both rims here at Rupp Arena in the last 2 days.
About broken his wrists.
That's the more important thing, I think.
So once there's a 35-point differential, once the clock running provision has begun, it will continue until the conclusion of the contest. Clock shall be stopped for only a charge timeout, injury blood, disqualification, and administering free throws.
All right. So, again, I was 66% right, but I'm just going to add, you were 33% right. So that's even, I mean, that's,
no,
that's an issue, Ari. You had to have someone else tell you.
No, I did.
You looked right down at Dick.
Dick confirmed what I said.
That's true. All right, I still give you 33% on that, though.
Wow. Tough crowd here.
Coach C. Page empties his bench now.
Yes, he does. So checking in is 3, Jalen Warren. 13, Christian Martin. 0, L.J. Holman. 34, Brady Drem. And 10, Jamari Mason.
Even with the substitutes, you still see this intensity from Great Crossing's defense.
And that's a foul as Barnett got hit.
Don't have the height. They're definitely giving up height now with these substitutes from Great Crossing. But the intensity's still there. See if Magoffin County can make a run. Clock is now stopped because of the foul shots. And Barnett puts his first one down.
So I'm catching up on my numbers. Brady Orem, 6'6 forward. Oh, my gosh. Look at that kid. 34. He's an eighth grader.
He's going to be a big ninth grader.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that. And what a thrill for him to be playing in the state tournament.
Yeah.
Brady Orem.
Brady Orem just... he tried to dunk it as well. What if they make those practices? Coaches like that, so look, go up hard, and what they mean by that is you go up and you try to dunk everything.
Get those helmets, right?
Yeah. You kind of get the feeling that's how Great Crossing's been coached. Let me remind everybody, though, dunks are only worth 2 points. 3-point shots are worth 3. That's some Dunbar math for you.
There's no question. Zane Whitaker gets it to Barnett, his fadeaway. And it goes.
Zane has probably been the most consistent player for this Magoffin County. Remember, I said he tweaked his ankle earlier, but he's played well.
Back the other way. Warren. Now they swing it across to Mason. He almost threw it away. Holman sets the offense. Gets it out to Orem. Right side, they swing it to Mason. Now they go back to Martin. Left wing. That's Warren. Now they go back to the other side. Dribbling to the free throw line. Holman's jumper won't fall. And a rebound by Zane Whitaker. Barnett splits the defenders. Went through 5, I believe, and just couldn't get it to fall.
Nice little Euro step by Barnett, too. He went through, I mean, just split that trap. Wound up getting down the low post. A little Euro step. Missed the layup.
And that's going to be our media timeout here in the third quarter. It is all Great Crossing as the Warhawks lead it 71-37 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach. And as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef. It's what's for winners.
Time for the BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award, and the fans, cheerleaders, and bands from both of these schools, Great Crossing and Magoffin County, we're going to have group recipients. They've all been great. What a fabulous atmosphere here in Rupp Arena. Both of these schools well represented. That's our BSN Sports Heart of the Game. Let's pause now 10 seconds for station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The Moorhead Tourism Commission is proud to sponsor Sweet 16 Basketball on 96.3 FM WIVY Moorhead.
Thank you, Carl Nathie. Back at it, 71-37. Great Crossing over Magoffin County. Final 2 minutes of period number 3. And there you go, Brady Orem, the eighth grader, gets his name in the book.
McGoffin now picking up full court pressure. But I like what Greg Crossing's doing with their substitutes. Because, look, these guys aren't getting in and just taking advantage. In fact, they're in the Sweet 16 jacking up shots. They're running the offense. It's what Coach Page wants to see.
Back door. They tried to get it to Barnett, but nothing doing. Nice defense by Holman. And now the Hornets get it back. And they'll go to the line to shoot two.
Looks like Russell will be at the line. Nice little pickoff on that pass from Holman. Russell going to the line for two shots.
Missed the first. And the second one rolls off the rim, no good. Holman couldn't control the rebound. They got it back inside, and that's Ethan Salyer with the hustle, who gets it to go. 73-39, 1:12 to go here in the third quarter. Stolen away by Barnett. Tries to split three defenders, and he was fouled. And that ball will be taken out in front of the McGoffin County bench. Zane Whitaker checks back in. And he'll replace Walker Russell. Clock continues to run with this running clock. Now down to 44 seconds. And Barnett scores again, 73-41. We're down to 30 seconds left in the third quarter. And Great Crossing will again inbounds. They go right down to Orem. Turns, and that ball is blocked by Zane Whitaker. And there's a held ball. And the arrow points to McGoffin County. Barnett lets it go. And everybody got caught by that running clock. But that's the end of the third period of play. It continues to be all Great Crossing. 73-41 here at the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
We now muscle into the fourth quarter with chocolate milk. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. Dave Baker, Cameron Mills, Carl Nathy patrolling the sidelines, Tom Stevens, and Dick Farmer keeping us on task here at the table. And pleased to have you with us on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. We start the fourth quarter 73-41, the state's number one team. In Great Crossing, leading McGoffin County. Page continues to get new players in. Jordan Kuntz in for Great Crossing right now. And here come the Hornets. Salyer dribbles back out top. He's hounded out there by Trevante Cooper, a sophomore who just checked in.
That Orem with the reach over immediately looks at the officials as if, what did I do? He'll learn. That's the eighth grader.
Right?
That's the eighth grader. He'll learn quickly.
Are you saying he's not going to get the call? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that you can't reach around and expect not to get called.
Inbounds from Salyer. Three-pointer up in the air. No good by Zane Whitaker. And Grayson Whitaker pulls it down. He goes up for three. That one no good. And that rebound pulled down by Ryan Payne, a 6'3 junior. There's Payne with a basketball. Tried to get it down low, but stolen away nicely by McGoffin County. Salyer for a three in transition won't go. But the loose ball falls right into the arms of Reed Meadows, who sticks it in.
And all of that made by Barnett again. Barnett has showed up on some, again, you wouldn't call him key because of the differential in points, but he's made some big defensive plays against this talented Great Crossing team.
That ball was deflected into the backcourt. Mason keeps it. Couldn't get it to go, but a wide open putback there. And that one is good by Jordan Kuntz, who goes to the floor as he scores.
Little tempers flaring here from McGoffin County.
What happened?
I didn't see what happened, but it's going to be an offensive foul called against Meadows of McGoffin. He's kind of shaking his head, but kind of nodding as well, like he knows what he did.
Yeah, and he's coming out now, and that's a nice move by Scott Castle.
Yeah.
I think somebody from getting frustrated.
There was a little tie-up down here, and I think, again, officials letting him play a little bit more right now.
Tom.
But I think he just got a little frustrated. And look, there's a lot. If you're a McGoffin County player,
yeah,
it's easy to get frustrated right now. Nothing going your way. But
Mason, like
you said earlier, just about them being in the second round, they take a lot of pride in that.
Payne goes down on the baseline. They get it to Orem. Back out to Payne. Runner. And it's a good one.
I like the way, again, I've already said it, but Great Crossing, you know, these guys who don't get a lot of playing time usually, they're not coming in and just shooting bad shots. They're running their offense, which I promise you Coach Steve Page has been making note of that they're running it, who's running it, who's being disciplined here.
How about that tough drive? Barnett couldn't get it to go, but he continues to play so hard. Here's Mason, right wing three, won't go. And that's another tough rebound in there by Russell, who's played a really solid game for McGoffin County. Couldn't connect the other way, though, but he's fouled.
Russell's played a great game. 4 of 9, 9 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Barnett, as I've talked about, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. And then Salyer with 12 points, 5 of 9, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. The scoring lead is for McGoffin.
Missed that one. Number 13, Christian Martin, checks back in for Great Crossing as he replaces Jamari Mason. And number 1, Noah Sammons, checks in for 10, Ethan Salyer. Got the second one. Martin has it in the front court. Tries to go up and under, and it won't go. Sammons gets it back to Grayson Whitaker, and that long three won't go. Follow won't fall, and there's a foul on the play, and let's see who is on. Foul is going to be against Jordan Kuntz of Great Crossing. They'll take it out under bounds. I'm just looking at these numbers, Cameron.
Yeah.
McGoffin County, 4 of 22 from outside the arc. 4 of 23
now. Yeah, just updated it. You know, if they come out in that first half, first quarter, and they've missed their first 3 three-pointers. They come out and they get 2 of those to drop. I'm not saying it's a different game, but it looks different.
Barnett spins and can't hit off the glass. Here's Payne behind the defense. And he's blocked
by Whitaker, who got back. And the follow goes to Koontz. Up ahead to Russell as he got behind the defense. And back and forth they go. Martin brings it into the front court.
Barnett still playing hard.
Yes, he is. Inside. That's a pretty pass. Who got that? That's Martin who got that bucket. 81-46 in favor of Great Crossing.
I feel like I'm repeating myself, but I love watching Magoffin County and the way they've responded to what's going on right now. Down 81-46 with a running clock, 3:09 now, still running. But Barnett is just all over this court. He got a back tip down here. Unfortunately, back tipped it right to a Great Crossing player. But then down here was able to draw the foul. I mean, he doing it on defense, offense. Six.
And now we will have our final media timeout of the afternoon. It's all Great Crossing. The Warhawks lead Magoffin County 81-46 at the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you? We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel, and scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
UK Healthcare Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine is the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments.
Back at it here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Getting ready to close this one out after the final media timeout. Running clock has been in effect since early in this second half, as Great Crossing leads Magoffin County by a count of 81-46. Steve Page has long since emptied his bench of the starters. And a lot of those kids from Magoffin County who got him back here still in there right now. And as you've mentioned time after time, Cam, I'm really impressed with the way they're handling themselves in this very difficult situation.
Absolutely. The Whitakers, Barnett, again, driving lane, another back to... He may go to the line at this point, but I like the way Barnett, he is a thick, looks like a football player, and yet he's got some great handles. Not that football players can't have great handles, but, I mean, just that one play recently, we split the trap coming off the pick and roll. I know point guards that couldn't pull that off.
I know shooting guards that couldn't pull that off. I
believe that was aimed at me.
I didn't name anything at anybody.
Well, I'm feeling aimed at right now. I mean, look.
I mean, if you're touchy about it, there's a reason.
Accurately so.
Barnett gets the second one.
I could do one thing well. I've always been honest about that.
That's 11 for Barnett. And it's 81-47 with about 2:30 to play. Great Crossing running a weave out front. And that's another block for Zane Whitaker, who's continued to play hard. And now Great Crossing inbounds again, and they go out top, and it's Barnett who comes up with a steal. Just not enough legs under him to complete the dunk.
And that just kind of speaks about the entire game for Magoffin County, doesn't it? By the way, Zane Whitaker up to 4 blocks.
Baseline three-pointer. That one won't fall for Trevante Cooper. And the clock continues to run, and more substitutions for Steve Page.
So just some more information here about Magoffin County. So you got 4 blocks by Zane Whitaker, back to Barnett, 4 steals by Barnett, 4 assists by Barnett. He's played 30 minutes of this game with a 1:46 left. He's played the entire game.
Yes, he has.
And now just 1:42 left. And he dribbles it into the front court. And these McGoffin County Hornets still running plays as well. Whitaker had it poked away. Mason gets it back. Pull up. Hard off the glass, won't fall. Zane Whitaker gets called for the foul with 1:12 left.
Mason is first personal for Greg Rucker.
Whitaker with two shots as we get subs set to check in. Am I missing this? I want to make sure.
No, I don't see a number four from
McGoffin
either.
I don't see a number four either.
Let's see what the official scores table gives.
Let's see. Number four is Tate Hall. He checks in, as does 13, Parker Bowling. So three other young men with an opportunity to get their names in the scorebook at a state championship tournament, and that'll be something that they can talk to their kids and grandkids about for the rest of their life. Hugs being exchanged over on the McGoffin County bench. They've got an awful lot to be proud of.
They do. Just ran into an absolute juggernaut today, and a juggernaut playing at the top of their game at that.
Yes, sir. And that one is knocked down by Trevante Cooper as we come up on the final 30 seconds. And how about 13 now? Coming into the game and immediately
Bowling.
Going up. That is Parker Bowling. I like it.
Well,
come in and let it go, right?
At this point, with that running clock, if you got even close to being an open shot, why not shoot it? Zane Whitaker probably going to go for one here.
No question. Instead, he kicks it off. That three-pointer won't fall for Gilliland, and that'll do it. They will dribble it out. Great Crossing will increase its record to 36-1. McGoffin County falls to 22-14. And the Warhawks, the number one team in Kentucky, becomes the first team to move on to the Sweet 16 quarterfinals tomorrow. Semifinals, excuse me. This a quarterfinal victory, and they will play the winner between our next game, Lyon County and Adair County. Two teams shaking hands and a lot of respect between these two squads. They not only played hard, but they played the game the way they're supposed to play the game.
And again, back to what Carl said earlier, this is what makes the Sweet 16 special. Yeah, a big school against a little school, but yet the little school with an experience they'll never forget. And we've had so many little schools win this tournament.
I mean, Malachi Moreno is going to go play somewhere, okay? And he's going to have a great career. And these kids from McGoffin County are going to be able to say, I played against that dude.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to be the only one
no,
from this Great Crossing team that's going to go play somewhere.
And Carl Nathy getting set to grab Coach Steve Page. Let's send it over to Carl.
All right, actually, we have our Blue Oval SK Electrifying player of the game.
My bad.
Malachi Moreno of Great Crossing, 16 points, 15 rebounds, and 19 minutes of action. What was the key to your fast start?
Just using my size to my advantage and helping us get the win at any cost.
What about tomorrow? You got the semifinals and hopefully the finals. You guys got to get some rest, I guess.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be a very long day. So today is sort of, we have the rest of the day to ourselves. So hopefully get a little bit of rest in and come prepared tomorrow.
Are you talking with your brother, Michael?
Of course, all day long.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Michael, of course, played at Scott County, Great Crossing. Now two schools in Scott County. Our electrifying player of the game, Malachi Moreno, presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at blueovalsk.com. 83-48, Great Crossing wins. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Morehead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza at Morehead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
What makes Whitaker Bank uniquely Kentucky? With the wide range of products and services, we are here to provide you friendly, expert service for all your banking needs. This is Leticia Morales, the branch manager at the Northside Branch location in Morehead. As part of your community, we are committed to build solid, long-term relationships. Stop by or give us a call and let us show you what Uniquely Kentucky means. Whitaker Bank, Uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Sweet 16 broadcast sponsored in part by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Dave Baker, Cameron Mills, Carl Nathy, back here with you at Rupp Arena in Lexington. Just a dominating performance by the number one team in Kentucky, Great Crossing, 83-48, as they move on to the semifinals after this big win over Magoffin County. Our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the game would be Malachi Moreno. Now look at this stat line. Okay, so we're talking about rebounds. He had 15 rebounds. He also had 16 points, and he did all that in 19 minutes. Now, did you know that beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. And I tell you, the more you see him, obviously some nerves. They were focusing on him last night, but, boy, he's some kind of player.
He is. And you know what? He's not just his height. He's got great footwork, but he plays smart. He plays smart for his height. I mean, he's not going over the back. He's timing his shot blocking. And he's not going after necessarily bad blocks and fouling. He knows by being 7'1", getting a couple key blocks here and there, he's going to be, quote-unquote, a rim protector the whole game.
Right.
Because they know he's back there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, and how about somebody who makes a difference? Our KEA difference maker of the game is Janias Burrell of Great Crossing. Okay, so he's got 12 points. He's 4-4 from the line. He's got 6 rebounds. He's got 8 assists, and he did all that in 16 minutes, Cam.
Again, it's not just Moreno, and I mean, we could go down the list here. So many players. We could go to Dawson. Dawson had 18 points, 9 boards, did all that in 18 minutes. That's a point a minute for him. I mean, Great Crossing's just a loaded team.
Crazy, isn't it? And that's the KEA difference maker of the game. Did you know that the average amount a teacher spends is $500 a year in the classroom out of their own pocket? And that's our KEA difference maker of the game. And we're getting things started back in the interview room. Just a real quick, and Tom, let me know when you got that. I think we do. Just waiting for things to start as the winning coach goes back first. And let's hear from Coach Steve Page.
You know, obviously coming into the game, we're always confident when we go into any game, but we felt like we could really pressure them and cause the turnovers we did and cause them to play a little faster. And that also, you know, that we were hoping that would keep the ball out of Barnett's hands as much as we possibly could. So, but I thought our kids did a great job on Barnett. You know, we asked them to come in and have a mature effort because, I mean, you know, it's a long, we're hoping to obviously play 2 more times. So it was great for us to get that lead we did. So I could, you know, I think they spent the last 11 minutes or so, 13 minutes on the bench. So I think that hopefully that'll help us tomorrow.
And that's Coach Steve Page. And that's,
That's going to make a big difference. I think that really will. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen in this second semifinal between Lyon County and Adair, but I would be shocked if it wasn't much more competitive. But the deal is Steve Page was able to get his guys some rest, and that could be critical as they hope to play two tomorrow in the semifinals and then the finals. Coming back with more from Rupp Arena on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game. You love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811. So you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know
that I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare. The power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Dave Baker, Cameron Mills, Carl Nathy back here with you at Rupp Arena, 83-48 over Magoffin County. Cam, I think first and foremost, you got a credit for Magoffin County doing what they did late in the year to get here. And they really slugged it out in the 15th region and then had a hard-fought win over Perry Central in yesterday's, or rather 2 days ago in the opening round.
I remember talking yesterday about what's easier to get to further in this tournament and get put out unexpectedly, or to get put out in the first round. And the more I think about it, it's harder the further you go to get put out because your
sure.
expectations go up. So for Magoffin to win that first round game against Perry and then to get put out by what most people are predicting to be, well, certainly number one team, but the state champs here on Saturday night, the way they did, it's tough for him, but a lot to be proud of. And I'm going to go back to just Barnett. I know I keep saying his name, but he played the only player in this game to play all 32
yep.
minutes. The only player to play all of them, and he played all of them hard for a team that was down 30-40 most of the second half.
And let's talk about Steve Page for a second. He had his team just absolutely rolling today. They got the running clock. They got, as we just heard him say, their guys to rest for about the last 11 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
They play the first game. And they would like to see nothing better than Lyon County and Adair County go 2-3 overtimes.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned it earlier. Just look at the minutes of the starting five. You had Dawson with 18 minutes in this game. Burrell with 16 minutes. Godfrey played 18 minutes. Marino played, 19 minutes, I believe?
Yep.
I mean, from the guys that are going to play the majority of the rest of this tournament, regardless, you know, how far they go, this was half a game they played.
Absolutely. All right, Cam, we appreciate it very much. We'll look forward to talking to you a bit later. And when we come back, we're going to wrap things up from Rupp Arena on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
I'm 61 years old. I need to schedule a colon cancer screening, but I'm not sure I can afford it. What can I do?
As a Kentucky resident between the ages of 45 and 75, you may qualify for a free colon cancer screening. Call 877-597-4655 to see if you qualify for free colon cancer screening offered in our area. This message brought to you by Kentucky Cancer Program and Kentucky Colon Cancer Screening and Prevention Program.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Sweet 16 sponsors include Bypass Pawn and JCA Auto Sales.
Fans of Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. So we have got one team that has advanced on to the semifinals. That would be Great Crossing. Still three slots to go. And this will give me a chance to thank our teammates on this broadcast of the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. Cameron Mills had the color and analysis. Carl Nathy hosted the broadcast, reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer are executive producers, and we could not do what we do without them. And our thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Basketball Association. We want to make sure you stay tuned. Coming up at 1:30, Lyon County versus Adair County to see who meets Great Crossing. Minutide and Greg Stottlemyre will bring you the call of that one. I'm Dave Baker. Again, the final score, Great Crossing 83, Magoffin County 48. So long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.